Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Southwest Louisiana Economic Intel Podcast. I am Dan Groff, Director of the Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University, Associate Professor of Economics at McNeese, and economist with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. So we've been speaking to all the parishes in our region to talk about their economy so we can get sort of a well-rounded view of the area we serve. And today we are focusing on Allen Parish. And today we are joined by Jacob Dillahay. Mr. Dillahay is the parish administrator and parish engineer for the Allen Parish Police Jury. He's a graduate of LSU School of Engineering and a resident of Elizabeth, Louisiana, which is located in the northwestern corner of Allen Parish. And his wife is also the principal of Elizabeth High School, and they have six children. All boys, all girls, three and three.
Yep.
Three girls, then three boys, or are they all scattered?
It's kind of mixed in there.
Well, thanks for agreeing to be on. I really appreciate it because with this podcast, we really want to speak to all the parishes in our region and their economies. And like I said with Beauregard last time, I'm not as familiar with Allen as I should be, right? And we represent the whole region. We want to talk about all the parishes, and most people think Calcasieu and Cameron, but there's so much more. So we really appreciate you coming over here to talk about the parish economy and so forth. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Happy to be here and glad you invited us.
Yeah. And so how did you come into your current position, and what can you tell us about Allen Parish's economy?
So I started my position in 2017. 5 years prior to that, I was a consulting engineer based out of Alexandria, Louisiana. That's where I started working after school, and I was a consultant for the parish doing grant writing and grant projects. And then the parish decided they had an aging engineer, and they were looking to make a transition, and offered me a position as an engineer first.
You from Allen?
No, I'm not from Allen originally.
Oh, where are you from?
I'm from Iowa, actually.
Oh, Iowa?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I was born and raised in Iowa, graduated high school there, and then moved to LSU for 7 years I was there.
I mean, anything that makes sort of Allen unique in your view ever since you moved there?
There's quite a few things. Allen is, sometimes when we talk with our jurors, you know, they call it Allen has the Mason-Dixon line of Louisiana running through the middle. we like to joke that, you know, the northern part of the parish has more influence in the Alexandria area, that western Louisiana area, where the southern part of the parish has more of a Cajun culture, southern Louisiana influence, Lake Charles influence. You know, and that line is Highway 26, runs through Oberlin, basically splits the parish north and south.
So when it comes to the economy, is like the northern end's a little more, like what is that? Is that more timber? It's weird because when we've talked before, you said like Allen does split, and it, like the northern part's more familiar or more closely tied to the northern part of Louisiana, which you think of, but the southern part's more tied to southern Louisiana. You know, we often say north and south of I-10, but you're kind of putting it a different way, right, with 26. So how would you characterize your parish economy sectors?
I think the easiest way is, and most people would be familiar with, just driving up Highway 165. So, you know, when you get out of Jeff Davis, leaving out of Fenton, and you get into Kinder, you're getting into Allen Parish, where Kinder is you know, that area is, at least the farm economy is rice and crawfish, and so the same with Oberlin as you're going up 165. Once you get north of Oberlin, you kind of you cross into that pine tree territory where you have heavy pine plantation timber. Oakdale actually has two large plywood mills, Boise Cascade and Royal Martin, both operate in Oakdale. The industry is more, I guess, local and centered around timber on that north end. The southern end of the parish, if you're not in the farming industry, if you're not crawfish farming, rice farming, then it's very likely that you drive to Lake Charles for work, that you're a plant operator or you work construction in the plants, things like that. So the workforce is kind of split.
Mm-hmm. And like for Calcasieu, one of the major things I track are gaming revenues, but I can't – y'all have a big casino over there, right?
We do. So as you're leaving out of Kinder heading north, I think most people know the casino, Cashada Casino, is centered between Kinder and Oberlin. And it is one of the largest employers in Allen Parish.
Yeah, and they're doing some big renovations, right?
Massive, yep. I think they're adding – I can't quote the square footage, but a huge hotel. So if you're going up 165 now and throughout the summer, you'll see a new hotel being built dead in the middle of the of the casino. So it's going to really change the facade of the casino and the look.
Yeah, that's interesting that you brought that up, because like I said, I track the gaming revenues, but I can't get them for Coushatta because it's a Native American casino. Did you have to do any prep for that, like, or do they just take care of it, the tribe, like in terms of construction or infrastructure or anything like that?
So the tribe largely, it's self-sustaining and takes care of itself. So as far as the parish was involved, that's all on trust land, tribal land. Mm-hmm. So, no, they did their own permitting, construction, bidding, all of that. So that's all taken care of by the Coushatta tribe.
Do you know how much land in Allen is tribal land?
Not, I don't have a total off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. And, well, what has surprised you about the Allen Parish area and its economy since taking the position? You're from Iowa, but you moved there, and you've been there over a decade, right, is what you were saying. But what surprised you a little bit about it?
Something I didn't know about Allen Parish until I moved there was that there's actually three prisons in Allen Parish. And that they're large employers, you know, as a whole. So we have a parish prison, which most parishes do. But our parish prison is a little unique. Our sheriff has added a federal immigration wing. So he houses federal inmates, and he employs additional local people to staff that. We also have a state prison between Kinder and Oberlin. It's a pretty large operation. And then we have a federal prison in Oakdale. So, you know, Allen Parish is deep into the prison business, and it does employ quite a few local people in Allen Parish and the surrounding parishes.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that either. Mm-hmm. Three all local, state, and federal parishes there?
Prisons.
Or prisons, yeah. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Just saying Allen Parish coming through.
It's not something that's advertised, you know, other than maybe you hear about a job fair every now and then where they're looking to hire. But there are I know several local people that have, you know, started and retired in those operations and have done well.
Do you have a lot of commuters in and out of the parish?
Some, yes. I would say it's probably a mix, as with anywhere. You know, you can't always find all your skilled workers right there close to home, but mm-hmm. I think we do have quite a few people that drive in from Evangeline Parish, Northern Jeff Davis Parish,
okay,
and Southern Rapides Parish that come in.
I would think you have a lot of skilled labor for, you know, the parish population that you have, especially with such a diverse north and south economy working all different types of jobs.
You'd be surprised that there's quite a few there's a lot of homes where the husbands work pipeline work and construction work and things like that, because there are not a lot of very high-paying jobs, and these guys leave the parish in order to make a good living and support their families. It's something we'd like to change in the parish. We'd like to keep those people home, those skilled laborers home. Mm-hmm. It's something from an economic development standpoint that we advertise that we have the labor based here. They have to leave to go to work somewhere else. So it's something we'd like to bring those workers home if we could.
Like to have them actually working in Allen. Well, you're no longer a consultant. You're actually a public worker now. So what's been different about than what you expected coming into the job? What have you had to deal with coming in, dealing with, you know, engineering, probably economics, politics, everything?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I approached the job as an engineer. Mm-hmm. And engineers, you know, I walk in the door and, you know, look, working for government, I understand government's normally strapped. You have to work with a budget. I didn't realize how limited my budget was going to be. You can't engineer without money. As a matter of fact, if you don't have money, you don't need to hire an engineer because he's going to design you an expensive project. So then I realized in order to do my job as an engineer, I had to learn that economic development was a big part of my job. Because basically government doesn't exist without funds coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Those funds are based heavily on how well your parish is doing economically.
Right.
Tax assessors apply taxable value to infrastructure in the parish or to homes and businesses and commercial property. And then your millage rate, which is your taxing rate, is applied to that taxable value. The only way to increase the taxable value of a parish is to, or the increase the revenue of a parish is either to increase the taxes, and that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Our area has some of the highest millage rates in probably in the state of Louisiana. I don't know how many people listen to this would know, but we have over a 200 mill rate in some areas of the parish.
Oh, wow.
Where Calcasieu may have areas with 70 mills, 80 mills, so more than double the property taxes. But our revenue is less than 10% of a place like Calcasieu Parishes. So increase in taxes is not an option. So the second thing you need to do is increase the value that that millage is applied to. And the only way to do that is to grow industry, or build homes in the parish. Homes won't come without industry.
Right.
So,
even those homes will have a homestead exemption.
That's right.
Right.
Unless you have well-paying jobs.
Right.
Where people are building above-average homes.
Yeah.
Or even average nowadays and above-average homes.
But you need economic development to increase the taxable value of the area. That's what you're saying. Not to interrupt.
No, that's fundamental.
Yeah.
I think that is fundamental. And it's a fundamental thing that I had to learn coming into the position. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything without funding. Economic development feeds the funding, so I need to figure economic development out.
And even when you get more people moving in, even though I brought up the homestead, but they're still spending more in the parish, collecting more sales taxes, the businesses are that are going back to the parish and so forth. Christy sends me the reports every single month, of the sales taxes that are collected. And it's you're not really raising taxes there, you're just collecting more because you've increased the taxable base.
That's right.
Basically, is what you're saying. You're not saying raise sales taxes or anything like that.
Absolutely not. Actually, I think the goal of government should be to grow its economy to the point where it's collected enough money that could actually lower taxes.
Right.
So should the taxable value increase of an area to the point where it's sustaining its infrastructure, then the millage should be able to be reduced and less taxes are collected on the people.
Yeah, throughout the whole area, millages will fall because the taxable value is so much higher.
Which should encourage economic development because now the tax rates are less. Mm-hmm. It's a way for a parish to invest in its people by giving the people its money back.
Right. What are some of the developments that are taking place around Allen Parish or projected to take place?
So we've got quite a few things going on. Currently under construction, we do have a solar farm, which is in the northwest corner of the parish in what's known as like the Midi area, the Soapstone area. Very rural. Mm-hmm. It's a 900-acre facility. Most people wouldn't even know it's there.
Right.
It has a large buffer all the way around it. It's not right next to the highway. That area had a large transmission line that had capacity to take the electricity. So a Spanish company approached the parish wanting to construct there. We helped them get there. We encouraged the development. The taxable value in that area or say the revenues for the road district and the school in that area is going to increase by 35% when that comes online, which is a very large increase for a rural area. It's something the parish worked on pretty hard to get moving.
Right.
Boise Cascade is actually undertaking about a $70 million renovation. That plant was originally constructed in the 1960s, I believe, maybe the late 50s, early 60s. And none of the equipment had been replaced. We were actually told that they had to order parts off of eBay to keep their equipment running when they came and spoke with us. So their investment in the parish, it signifies that Boise Cascade plant is in an ideal location for them, and they don't want to move. And they employ about 400 people locally.
Mm-hmm.
That's massive for a rural parish. We only have 2,200 people total in the entire parish.
Is Royal Martin going to do anything to keep up with that or anything?
Royal Martin has announced, and I don't want to quote the number off, I think it's a $20 million renovation of some of their equipment. So Royal Martin's been in the parish 15 years plus, and they're continuing to invest in their OSB. We also have two major oil companies that have approached the parish and are considering CO2 sequestration projects.
Oh, really?
Yep. Oxy Petroleum has actually drilled a Class 5 test well looking at the subsurface geology to put CO2 sequestration wells. And ExxonMobil is going to apply for some Class 5 well permits.
Wow. Okay. So Allen is all taking part of this whole energy infrastructure revolution we're seeing.
Right? We whether we liked it or not, I think the green energy sector is coming to us.
Yeah. You are hearing about that everywhere. The nation and here, you have your solar plants, your carbon capture and then also your sequestration. A lot of people seem to put them both together, but you can capture it and sequester it somewhere else. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What we're being told, and this is discussions with the company, is a lot of this CO2 is going to be captured off the plants along coastal Louisiana and coastal East Texas, Port Arthur, Beaumont, and pipeline to our area and inject it into the subsurface for sequestration purposes.
Oh, wow.
From what I understand, the federal government has passed some tax credits, Q45, they're called, and that is going to pay right now $85 a ton as a credit, similar to like a wetland credit or something like that, to emitters to capture and sequester their CO2. So the biggest players in the game, Exxon, Oxy, all these companies are participating in that.
Yeah, everybody seems to be making that change, and every new big energy development seems to have a CCS component to it, you know. And it can even go as far from the coast all the way up to Allen Parish to be sequestered. Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. That is great. Now, this is an economic podcast, and so I always want to ask, do you have any opinions on where you think the Allen economy is headed or where the Southwest Louisiana economy is headed since you're part of the region? Like, where do you see your parish sort of going in the future?
I don't think our parish, you know, the agriculture industry in our parish has a stronghold. You know, I think out of a 900-acre parish, 600 acres is in timber. No, I mean, sorry, 900 square miles, 600 square miles is in timber. I don't see that changing very much. So I don't see those timber mills or I don't see that going away. I think that will always be a stronghold in the Allen Parish economy. The same with crawfish and rice. But on the industrial side, I feel like the CO2 injection wells, should they come to be in Allen Parish, are going to help us turn a corner. And what I mean is that there's going to be large corporations that want to locate next to these pipelines and these injection wells because they want to advertise their product as a carbon neutral or carbon negative product. So to me, that gives Allen Parish an advantage because we have vacant land and we have CO2 pipelines and injection wells. Mm-hmm. So we have the ability to house things like biofuel refineries, for example. That would want to locate where a biofuel refinery in itself is supposed to be a carbon neutral process. Now it becomes a carbon negative process if they can capture their CO2 off the process and put it into the ground. I feel like, this isn't just a feeling. I spoke with some people at LSU who seem to think that's a direction that the Louisiana economy is going to go. Mm-hmm. We're already refinery based. I think biorefineries may be the next step.
That is such an interesting point. People ask me, where are we headed, like this region? I always say, well, we're going to keep our industrial base. We're going to keep our, you know, petroleum, whatever base. But new industries can shoot out of that. You know, like we can, you know, take advantage of carbon capture. We can also be energy with solar. I think what you kind of said kind of reversed it, too. If we get that infrastructure for the sequestration and the capture, some people might want to locate closer to where they are. That's really, yeah, it all kind of feeds back on one another and, you know, goes through. Is there anything else about the local economy, you think? Like, how are your workers, your population, and so forth? How were they affected by the hurricanes and everything?
We took a pretty good hit. We didn't take the hit that Cameron or Calcasieu did, but I don't think, I can speak from a parish standpoint. We did almost $11 million in debris recovery. Mm-hmm. And that was in limb pickup and trees down. I know our timber industry took a hard hit. There was a lot of trees that were damaged and twisted that couldn't be used. They had to be turned to pulpwood. Mm-hmm. So their value was decreased by the storm. So over the last 4 years, we've seen a large amount of clear cutting in Allen Parish where they're replanting and getting their timber back.
Okay, so the industry is coming back?
Absolutely, back. Yeah. The timber industry is a resilient industry. It just takes time for trees to grow. So they're working through that process.
Yeah, that's a renewable fuel, but it's a slower renewable fuel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not like solar, but yeah, it is an important thing. And the people can all find jobs and everything?
Anybody that wants to work in Allen Parish is able to work and find work. Mm-hmm. I think there's not a lack of jobs.
Right.
In Allen.
There is demand still, you know, even after the hurricanes and recovery and everything, there's going to be a lot of things for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I would think that the hardest thing is for the wages to keep up with the cost of living.
Right.
And I think that's probably a local, regional, state, national deal. But you know, the we have 50 employees with the parish, and I hear pretty often that it's hard to make ends meet because that $100 doesn't buy the groceries it used to buy. And
right.
I think that's a pain that's being felt across the whole nation.
And if you want to borrow to buy anything, it's even more expensive.
That's right. Interest rates are high. Our construction in the parish is we see that through building permits, and it has slowed down some with high interest rates. People aren't borrowing and building like they were, you know, which feeds into the residential home building and things like that.
Yeah, and that affects borrowing costs for businesses to locate there, or even bonding if you'd have to do any for your parish. Yeah, it's all tied to it. So
it does tend to grind down that progress, where we've seen a boom in progress in the 2018, 19, 20 storm hit, COVID, high inflation, and that has slowed down, I believe. I would expect that it's just a cycle, that we will see some recovery. I would hope in the next couple of years, but you know, I'm an optimistic person.
Yeah, I mean, the Fed, now people are thinking they might cut interest rates a little bit, but we don't know. We'll have to see how that will go.
I'm not optimistic about that.
Yeah. But this has been awesome. I learned a ton about Allen Parish. I didn't know about your three prisons and the timber industry. And, of course, Coushatta, I knew about that. But it is great to remember their great renovation. But also the energy transition that y'all are helping out with, you know, that will affect the whole region, even you said Texas. So Allen Parish is playing a very important role in all that. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and we really appreciate it, and learned a lot about Allen. So thank you so much. And
we appreciate y'all letting us participate and listen to what we had to say.
All right. Thank you. This show is presented by the H.C. Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University in partnership with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. You can find more information about our regional economy at www.mcneesedrewecon.org.